Talking today with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. Congressman, you've had a chance to get out in the country here for the last several days, back in the Midwest and in Illinois, talking and representing and working with some of your members of the House Ag Committee. You were indicating that things do not look good from your viewpoint as a farmer in the Midwest.
Ron, I spent 3 days in Illinois reminding my colleagues in Congress about why it was so important we do a farm bill when we go back into session in September. But you drive up and down the roads, you look at the pasture conditions in central Illinois, you look at the corn fields, you look at the bean fields. Our producers there tell me they expect the corn harvest to come 1 month early, and they're not very optimistic about what they're going to go through the machines. So I'm very concerned about the effects of the drought and what it's going to do to the price of corn and the effect that it will have all the way across from animal food to human food to the impact on the ethanol industry also. But the bottom line is we need a farm bill. We need a farm bill now. We need to provide certainty. And I'm trying very hard to get that message across to the folks I serve with. Since, after all, this drought affects almost 65% of the country, we should be able to get it done. But it's kind of scary right now, Ron, not just in the Midwest, but pasture conditions in the 3rd District of Oklahoma, as reflected by the wildfires in the last few days, are rapidly collapsing.
Right after the successful vote on the livestock disaster package in the House, obviously everybody went home, including the Senate. They didn't act on that. But I know, obviously, from Ms. Stabenow and others have talked about some meetings that you were involved with regarding where do we go from here?
Well, basically, that is correct. The discussions that I personally have been a part of and now ongoing staff to staff as well. I mean, how do you reconcile the differences between where the House is headed in the Farm Bill? That means an option, both the price protection and revenue protection, making sure that producers in the West and the South can participate too. The Senate seems to still be holding firm on this concept of no choice, take it or leave it, revenue only. That's just not going to work for the rest of the country outside of the Midwest. I know, Ron, in the discussions, there have been lots of concerns about what the impact of various budget costs would be in the Farm Bill process in the coming year. But the 12-ton gorilla right now, budget-wise, what happens when the crop insurance checks are written for the lost bean and corn crops in the Midwest? You know, we've spent around $9 billion in the last 10 years. Will this year alone have insurance checks of $20, $25, $30, $35 billion? That's the 12-ton gorilla I keep reminding my friends about. We need to get this farm bill done as soon as possible.
You know, obviously, you've talked more than once about regular order, wanting to do it that way. How do you get enough leverage on the speaker to be able to accomplish that?
Well, the speaker's from Ohio. I think he understands what's going on. My majority floor leader, who actually schedules floor time, is from Richmond. That's a little different perspective in Virginia. But I think when the members come back in September, if they've done as I implored them to do on the floor of the House, go home and talk to your folks. Go out into the field. Go out into the countryside. Ask questions. Listen. Get educated. Then I think they'll come back and be prepared to do a farm bill. But time is of the essence. We need to tie down these policy questions as quickly as we can, so that there is certainty for producers, so that it's not just the producers, but when a farmer or rancher goes in to see his or her banker, when they go in to see his or her input people, all those things, they know where they stand and they can move forward into the next year. Our producers in much of the country will be well taken care of because of an effective crop insurance program. But livestock producers are caught in a farm bill where the last year doesn't have money for the livestock disaster programs. That hole needs to be filled. I know the United States Senate wants to add new programs, apples, cherries, other things, and additional costs. I know they're not so concerned about how they pay for it. But in the House right now, the House is not going to do new programs. But we do have an obligation to fund the existing programs that were commitments made in the 08 Farm Bill, even though the 08 Farm Bill crowd that wrote the thing didn't pay for it. We have an obligation. We can do that by reallocating existing spending. But the Senate just needs to accept our disaster language, and we need to get on to finishing a comprehensive bill.
Beyond regular order, anything that you think might work? That you can talk about?
There are many options out there, Ron, but I would tell you, I have a feeling tremendous pressure is going to build and that the momentum will be there in September. The president now has come to the realization we need a farm bill. That's a good thing. I think the Senate's acknowledgement that they've done their work and they're ready to conference with it is with us is a good thing. We just need to get House members focused across the country. And I know there are a lot of people who listen to your broadcast both in Oklahoma and across the nation. But wherever you are, you need to make sure your congressman, your senator, understands this drought is real. It is devastating. It will impact not just the farm community, but it will affect rural America. We need to take action. We need to do our work. And let's get the momentum going to get it done in regular order.
That's the five-year farm bill specifically you're talking
about. Five-year farm bill specifically. Disaster needs to be done right now. But the five-year farm bill specifically, because just because crop insurance takes care of this crop, what if the rest of the country discovers this is a two-year drought, as we now are experiencing in Oklahoma? Or if it's like the 1950s, it's a three- or four-year drought. We need those policies, not just through the end of this crop or this fiscal year. We need these policies in place to address the uncertainty of the future.
One last question. This morning, Mr. Romney selecting, apparently, a colleague of yours, Paul Ryan from Wisconsin, to be his running mate. Your thoughts?
No one understands the budget process better than Paul. I have a good working relationship with Paul. He is married to an Oklahoma girl, so he has a connection to our great state. Very close to outgoing Congressman Boren. Just a good guy. He has, in his past budgets, proposed dramatic changes in how spending is conducted all across the board. I think we acknowledge that in the farm bill that the House Ag Committee's passed out. We have to save money, reform nutrition. We have to reform the entitle, the conservation title. We have to reform the commodity title, all those things. Paul just brings an extra emphasis focus. But then after all, Ron, a $16 trillion national debt, four now almost 5 years of annual trillion-dollar deficits. If there was ever a time for a person who understands how badly out of balance we are and how badly we have to work to get back into balance, maybe it's Paul Ryan.